Weather forecasts. Our avalanche forecast is only as good as our weather forecast. We need to study the weather before we head out so we know what avalanche forecasters are expecting to happen. If the weather turns out to be different than expected, our avalanche bulletin must also change to reflect what is happening. Finding the weather resource that works best for you and your region is crucial. The resources below are what I like to use in the Kootenays. Big picture. I always start with the big picture. Our weather comes in from the West Coast, so I want to know what is happening there and what we expect to happen across the province. If we get too focused on one area, we can easily get surprised by changing weather. I always start with Avalanche Canada's mountain weather forecast for my big picture weather. Now we want to start narrowing it down. From there, I'm going to go take a look at Environment Canada's forecast for the closest town. Remember that Environment Canada's forecasts are for Valley Bottom, so it won't be exactly what we're going to see up high. Windy is another great option that covers the big picture and also gets specific. It can be a great app on your phone as well. It takes some playing around on this one to get to know all the features, but it is a great forecast to add to your toolkit. On the main page of Windy, you can either type in your location or zoom in on the map. Select different layers from the side toolbar. Once you zoom in, you can drop a pin in any location for a forecast. Be sure to adjust the elevation on the side slider and click Compare to see all of the forecast models. From there, it's time to get specific. Next, I'm going to use spotwx.com and type in the closest town. You can move the red spot around and place it on your exact location for the day. Follow the steps below to use spotwx.com. When I'm in spotwx.com, I want to compare multiple forecasts to see if the models agree or if there's some uncertainty about the weather. I personally like to use the GemLam, GemReg, and the NAM. For the GemLam, I scroll along with my mouse to get temperatures, total snowfall amounts, and cloud cover percentages. Further down the page, I'm going to find wind speed and direction. Look at the top for the elevation and make sure it is at the appropriate elevation band for your trip. You do the same thing through the GemReg. The NAM is very similar as well, but it's also going to give us our freezing level. We want to scroll along with our mouse and read the dry bulb freezing level. Real-time weather. Once I look and compare my forecast from SpotWX, I'm going to search out some real-time weather. We will find this from weather stations. Below are some resources I use in Golden and Revelstoke. We want to know exactly what happened in the last 24 hours with temperatures, winds, and snowfall amounts. Remember that these are computer-generated resources, so sometimes they can have mistakes, such as the classic 42 centimeters that always pops up on the dogtooth plot. The photo above is an example of a reading from the dogtooth and whitewall weather plots at Kicking Horse Mountain Resort. In the first two columns, we find our date and time. RH is relative humidity. We need a high RH for surface hoar to form. Calculated hourly new is new snowfall in centimeters per hour. HN board is how much snow has fallen in 12 hours measured in centimeters. This is cleared in the morning and afternoon by ski patrol. HST is our storm snowboard. They will leave this board until the storm ends, so we have a total amount of snow accumulated from the storm, as well as settlement rates. HS is our height of snow, so this is the total amount of snow from the ground up. Run total calculation hourly new is a running total of the calculated hourly new snow. Then we have our white wall air temperature, followed by our wind speed and direction. 2 minute average wind speed. This is our average wind speed in kilometers per hour. And spot WD is our wind direction. The number correlates to our compass. And our max gust is the max gust in kilometers per hour. try to find a weather station close to your zone and follow it closely so that you get some real-time data on what's happening out there.